5 Palestinian policemen were killed today by Israeli gunfire near a West Bank checkpoint. In another night of intense violence, Israeli forces staged further incursions into Palestinian-controlled territory on the West Bank and sent rockets into the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian leadership is demanding an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss what it calls Israeli crimes against the Palestinian people. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A Palestinian ambulance officer said his crew found the bodies of the 5 Palestinian policemen. The men had been shot dead by heavy machine gun fire and dumped in a hole in the ground in the West Bank village of Beitunya near Ramallah. The Israeli army said soldiers opened fire on a group of what they called suspicious figures. Also overnight, Israeli soldiers entered Palestinian-ruled territory in Tulkarm and demolished a police post there. Israel also launched a heavy missile bombardment on targets in Gaza from helicopter gunships and naval boats, destroying at least 8 armored personnel carriers. Abdelaziz Rantisi, a leader of the radical Hamas movement, says all Palestinians now agree that armed struggle is the only way to deal with Israel.
I support the way of defending our people. I support the intifada against occupation. I support every action against the Israeli aggression. The political dialogue just wasting time and giving the chance for Israelis to practice more aggression against our people.
The upsurge in violence comes as Israel and the Palestinians will tomorrow respond to the recommendations of a U.S.-led international commission into how to stop the almost 8 months of conflict. The commission, headed by former Senator George Mitchell, called on Palestinians to restart security cooperation with Israel and on Israel to freeze all building in Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. The Mitchell Commission's recommendations have been gaining international support. But Israel is expected to reject the call for a total settlement freeze. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres.
There won't be any more new settlements. We shall not establish new settlements. B, there won't be any confiscation of land. 3, the further issues concerning settlements should be negotiated in the framework of the negotiations between us and the Palestinians.
Israeli officials say Israel will continue to expand settlements in line with what they call natural growth, meaning building new homes or schools as families expand. But Didi Remez, a spokesman for the left-wing Israeli group Peace Now, says there's no need for further expansion. He says there are already 6,500 houses in the West Bank in various stages of construction, as well as 4,000 homes that are finished but empty.
The current bank of housing is enough for 4 years of so-called natural growth. So any new building going on now is politically motivated and has nothing to do with any real demographic need.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says he will also commit tens of millions of dollars to the settlements. Israeli officials say much of this is for security needs, like more bulletproof buses for school children. But Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat says it's yet another proof that Sharon is not interested in any sort of negotiated settlement.
This demonstrates clearly that this government has a program not to revive peace, but to destroy it. Not to make partners with the Palestinian Authority, but to undermine the Palestinian Authority.
Israeli officials disagree. Dori Gold, an advisor to Prime Minister Sharon, says Israel wants to resume negotiations, but he says a settlement freeze would be seen by the Palestinians as rewarding violence.
If Arafat senses that the violence has produced Israeli concessions, he will resume the violence at a later date. He has to understand that the violence has failed, that it has backfired in terms of his own interests, and that he must set violence aside, which was his original commitment when the Oslo agreements were signed in 1993.
Tensions continue to rise as Palestinians have called for a day of mourning tomorrow to mark what they call the Nakba, or catastrophe, of the creation of the State of Israel on May 15, 1948. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.